Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. When we think about flower beds and flower gardens, plants that produce beautiful, colorful flowers are, of course, what we think of first. But many of our best colorful summer bedding plants are grown for their colorful ornamental foliage rather than their flowers. Plants grown for their colorful foliage are never out of bloom, so to speak. While flowering plants may come into bloom and go out of bloom and bloom in flushes through the summer, a plant that's grown for its colorful foliage always looks colorful as long as the plant is alive and healthy. There are a few popular examples of plants we grow for their colorful foliage, including caladium, coleus, copper plant, ornamental sweet potato, and alternanthera. Now, alternanthera are also called Joseph's coats, but we typically call them by their genus name, alternanthera. There are a wide variety of these wonderful plants available for Louisiana gardens, and they thrive in the heat of our summers. The foliage comes in a wide variety of shapes and colors, such as burgundy, purple, yellow, or variegated with white, or in shades of red, gold, and pink. They range in size from about 8 inches tall all the way up to about 3 feet, depending on the variety. And that brings me to a spring 2013 Louisiana superplant selection called Alternanthera Little Ruby. Now, this is simply an outstanding little plant. The LSU Ag Center has done a lot of trials for alternanthera at the Hammond Research Station, and Little Ruby was superior to all the other alternanthera, and indeed it was among the best of the low-growing bedding plants for summer beds. So what makes this plant so special? Why is it a Louisiana superplant selection? Well, first off, it's amazingly compact. It stays under 12 inches from the time you plant it in the spring or early summer all the way until the fall. The plant never loses its nice, tight, mounding shape. Other alternanthera get a little bit larger, and the ones that tend to stay small have smaller leaves, but the larger leaves, about an inch in length on the Little Ruby, really give it a lot of impact in the landscape. And the color is wonderful. The leaves are deep shades of burgundy and purple, and if you flip the leaves over, there are brilliant red-purple on the back. The color never fades through the hottest part of the summer. It stays neat and attractive no matter what kind of weather we have. It's an excellent foil for broader colors. That deep, wonderful burgundy purple looks really wonderful in all kinds of color schemes, and that deep, rich color contrasts with the brighter colors around it. You can plant Little Ruby alternanthera now through midsummer. It enjoys really sunny locations, but it will deal with part sun. About 4 to 6 hours of sun in the day are really important. If you put it in less light and more shade, the plants are going to be a bit taller, and the color is going to fade some. So really tend towards the sunnier beds. Prepare your beds properly. Turn the soil to a depth of about 8 inches deep. Add some organic matter, about a 2 to 4 inch layer of compost or composted manure, and a light sprinkling of manure. Then you can take that with a little bit of fertilizer and dig that into the upper 8 inches of the soil, and that organic matter and fertilizer dug into the soil will really make those plants grow well. Space the Little Ruby alternanthera is about 12 inches apart because they're going to spread in your bed. Once established, they're quite drought tolerant and really carefree through the rest of the summer. So think about planting the Little Ruby alternanthera. It's a great plant. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.